I'm the responsible officer of the government. Victory has 100 fathers.
But again, this was something that they were looking at for a long time.
Defeat is an orphan.
This is Burr Deming, along with our virtual fictitious assistant.
That would be me.
At fairandunbalanced.com, in association with the Saturday Afternoon Post, discussing the contrast in failure, Kennedy in Cuba, Trump and Yemen. As details emerged, it became clear that our new commander-in-chief had initiated a military failure.
Enemy resistance had been severely underestimated. People had died.
The president immediately acknowledged the disaster, labeling it what it was.
There's an old saying that victory has 100 fathers and defeat is an orphan.
It was a failure.
Cuban refugees had been armed and trained by the United States, but Castro and the Cuban military quickly isolated and overwhelmed the small force. The reference to defeat as an orphan was apt. Behind the scenes, agencies and individuals were speaking off the record, attempting to deflect responsibility away from themselves and their parts of government. Later, military historians put Alan Dulles, head of the CIA, at the center of the disaster. The agency had guaranteed the insurgents that the United States would send military backing to ensure victory. At the same time, Dulles was assuring the president that no military backing would be needed, that the CIA knew for a fact that a large-scale uprising of the Cuban people would be ready as soon as the invasion began.
Kennedy could have allowed reports about Alan Dulles to leak out. He could have let it be known that the military operation had been conceived and endorsed by the Eisenhower administration, members of which privately urged the new president to pick up where they had left off.
But Kennedy quietly demanded that the internal blame game stop. He issued directives that nobody put even a whisper of blame on the previous administration of Dwight Eisenhower.
He publicly targeted one and only one individual for all of the blame for the disaster.
I'm the responsible officer of the government, and that is quite obvious.
It is an inescapable part of human nature, I suppose. You always wish for what you once had. John F. Kennedy set a very high bar, even in failure. He admitted a major disaster and acknowledged it right away. He refused to assign blame,
even when he could have been entirely truthful in doing just that.
Times are changing. Details of the recent disaster in Yemen have come to us in official statements later contradicted as facts became known. Unexpected gunfire came from a heavier-than-anticipated force of radical fighters. A Navy SEAL was killed. Civilian casualties were high. Bystanders died. 9 small children were among the dead. The first version of the story presented by the administration was that the operation had been planned by President Obama, who then left it to President Trump to carry out.
From Presidential Press Secretary Sean Spicer.
The conclusion was at that time to hold for what they called a moonless night, which by calendar wouldn't occur until then President-elect Trump was President Trump.
Mr. Spicer mentioned an operational meeting with a specific time and date.
Those at that specific meeting were surprised, and they were unanimous. There had been no such authorization. In fact, there had been no mention of the operation in Yemen. There had been no authorization for any similar operation before President Trump took office. The statement that President Obama or any of his staff or anyone at any meeting or session had authorized or even been presented with any such military plan was simply false. The new plan, the plan for Yemen, was presented by son-in-law Jared Kushner and advisor Steve Bannon to President Trump over dinner. The president gave the okay for the raid as he enjoyed his meal. Military sources made clear that the disaster could have been avoided. From Reuters News Service,
U.S. military officials told Reuters that Trump approved his first covert counterterrorism operation without sufficient intelligence, ground support, or adequate backup preparations. As a result, three officials said, the attacking SEAL team found itself dropping onto a reinforced Al-Qaeda base defended by landmines, snipers, and a larger-than-expected contingent of heavily armed Islamist extremists.
Despite the tragic losses, the administration insisted that the operation had been a success.
An unbelievable amount of intelligence that will prevent the potential deaths or attacks on American soil.
The administration showed video of the raid. An enormous amount of captured computer equipment and data material was shown. But the identical video was later discovered from a raid years ago. It was not connected with the failed attack at all. It was fake. military analysts have gone public.
Last month's deadly commando raid in Yemen, which cost the lives of a U.S. Navy SEAL and a number of children, has so far yielded no significant intelligence, U.S. officials told NBC News.
Administration representatives began attacking critics. Anyone who criticized the president for the military action was dishonoring the sacrifice of the Navy SEAL who died in the raid.
I think anybody who undermines the success of that raid owes an apology and a disservice to the life of Chief Owens.
That sort of talk ended when it turned out that one of the unpatriotic critics the Trump administration was attacking was the father of that Navy SEAL. Bill Owens, the father of Ryan Owens, spoke out.
Why at this time did there have to be this stupid mission when it wasn't even barely a week into his administration? Why? For 2 years prior, there were no boots on the ground in Yemen. Everything was missiles and drones because there was not a target worth one American life. Now, all of a sudden, we had to make this grand display?
Finally, the president has spoken publicly about the debacle. In spite of the facts that have finally been established, he repeats the earlier assertions, the alternate facts that have been repeatedly shown to be false.
The mission was actually begun by the Obama White House. President Trump simply allowed the Obama raid to go on as planned. The raid was a great success. It was a treasure trove of actionable intelligence.
More than half a century after the loss of President Kennedy, the contrast is especially stark. President Kennedy explained who was responsible.
I'm the responsible officer of the government.
President Trump explained who was responsible.
Well, this was a mission that was started before I got here. This was something that was, they wanted to do. They came to see me. They explained what they wanted to do, the generals.
President Kennedy was unyielding, determined that nobody else share in the blame. He insisted that the path of responsibility was clear.
And that is quite obvious.
President Trump was gracious toward those whom he identified for blame.
The generals, who are very respected. My generals are the most respected that we've had in many decades, I believe.
Nonetheless, facts were facts.
And they lost Ryan.
They lost Ryan.
He did explain his role in the tragedy.
And I was at the airport when the casket came in, the body came in, and it was a very sad with the family, and it's a great family, incredible wife and children. I met most of the family.
He is a compassionate president. He can understand resentment, misguided as that resentment is.
And I can understand people saying that. I'd feel, what's worse? There's nothing worse. But again, this was something that they were looking at for a long time doing.
President Kennedy described the anxious temptation of some officials to divert blame, but he insisted that he alone was responsible for his decision to move forward.
Victory has 100 fathers and defeat is an orphan.
President Trump explained that what looked like disaster was actually victory.
According to General Mattis, it was a very successful mission.
We should not believe military officials who say otherwise.
They got tremendous amounts of information.
President Kennedy later observed, in ironic sorrow, that his popularity had gone up after the terrible defeat on the sandy shores of Cuba. It could be that the nation saw what we still see, the public courage that we continue to associate with him today. His frank acknowledgement of military disaster, his refusal to place public blame on those who had privately misled him, his firm instruction that nobody in his administration place any blame on the previous president, his insistence that all public responsibility for the disaster stay solely with him. For many of us who lived during those times, losing President Kennedy was a hard and bitter experience.
Well, this was a mission that was started before I got here. This was something that was, they wanted to do. They came to see me. They explained what they wanted to do, the generals.
It is an experience we are forced to revisit by this season's inescapable contrast.
And they lost Ryan.
This is Burr Deming, along with our virtual fictitious assistant.
That would be me.
At fairandunbalanced.com, in association with the Saturday Afternoon Post.
But again, this was something that they were looking at for a long time doing.